97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Greetings and thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Jerry, appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks, Sharon. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Your bio says you are a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Could you explain what that is, Jerry?
Sure. There is a book called If Your Life Were a Business, Would You Invest in It? And it was written by two gentlemen who live in Chapel Hill, John Ekblad and David Keel. And I met them back in 2005. And the book is based on their work as organizational development folks. And they were looking at the time for somebody who was a financial planner to work with them on their trainings, classes, and coaching. Because the basis of the book is sort of part life planning and part financial planning. And the key is really putting them both together. So I met them and took the class, and then after that realized that it was something that really struck me as being in my core of something that I really love and wanted to do, which is helping people create a more satisfying life and, on the other hand, supporting that life financially, which is, I think, the key difference between life business type coaching and advising and most other types. Most other types just deal with one or the other. And in my experience, the financial piece is often the part that stops people from making some sort of positive change in their life. They're unsure how they could switch, say, from A to B in terms of a new profession or a new direction to go in and still pay the bills.
Right, right.
So having John and David bring me in and teaching me the coaching techniques and the overall philosophy of life business, what happened for me is I really brought that into my financial planning practice. And what began as sort of two separate entities for me have really combined. Now, they haven't combined in a functional way. I still have separate financial planning practice and a separate life business teaching and coaching practice. But in essence, almost all of the people I work with on the financial planning side, we integrate the life business approach into that.
How did you decide? You told us that you read the book, and that's when you realized, my goodness, this fits right into my core. How do you decide what kind of customers, what kind of clients you want to go after? Who is your ideal client?
That's a good question. I think my ideal client, I hate to have it sound as a cop-out, but it's really anybody who's interested.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is it's usually somebody who's going through some kind of a change. They're struggling or looking at making some kind of a change in their life, be it on a personal level, on a business level. Sometimes it's combined. They sort of feel like there's more for them to do than what they're doing. They're looking for something more fulfilling, more satisfying, and they're not quite sure how to do that.
Do they have to have a certain clip level of money for you to be interested in you or for you to be interested in them?
No, not really. I work often on a sliding scale on the life business side. What's really most important to me is somebody who's willing to do the work. And if they're willing to do the work and if they're engaged, I am happy to talk with them. I taught and coached this class, I think, for about 6 years as volunteer work for myself. I just began charging for this work about 6 to 8 months ago. And I still offer the class often to people at a discount or very little charge. And I have a few people that I coach, at a pretty steep discount. again, because as I said, they're very engaged in the work and they're at the stage where they just really can't afford the coaching fees.
Ah, now, what's it like to work with you, Jerry? Is it always face-to-face? Is it once a week? What's the process?
Well, the process is first you would attend class, which is either a one-day, full-day format, usually from 9 to about 5. And I tend to do it in the Chapel Hill area. Either on a Tuesday or a Saturday. I sort of alternate from month to month. And I also offer a virtual version of the class where we talk by conference call in a group. And instead of doing it all in one day, we can do it, you know, this is over the phone. And we do it once a week for 8 weeks. So we go through, there's 8 steps basically to the program. So that's for people who either can't get a full day off during the week or don't necessarily want to take a full day on a Saturday, and they can sort of do it. We usually do that at 5 or 5:30 on a weekday, same day every week for 8 weeks.
When we're talking about a person's life, how do you monitor? What's the metric? How do you know when you're successful?
Very good. That's a great question. When we do the coaching, we set up very specific goals. Usually the coaching involves or revolves around one particular change that somebody's looking to implement. Because in general, it is, I won't say impossible, but very difficult to make more than one behavior change in any time period. So usually the coaching is done in 90-day segments. We sort of make agreements for 90 days at a time, and we have a very fixed, discernible goal that we define very clearly so that it's very easy for the person to know, did I reach this goal or not?
What's an example of a goal?
So an example of a goal, the example I always use is, for example, somebody might say, and I want to lose weight. So if they said they wanted to lose weight by a certain date, when they got to that certain date, it's a little bit of a soft goal. It's hard to know, did I really accomplish this goal or not? On the other hand, if somebody were to say, okay, I now weigh 185 and I would like to weigh 170 at the end of 3 months, pick the date, whatever date that might be. Well, when that day comes, you get on the scale and either you weigh 170 or you don't. So it's either a yes or no. My guess is people wouldn't be too disappointed if they weighed 171.
Yeah. Oh,
I think that might be okay as well. But the idea is to have it time-related, specific, measurable. You might have heard of SMART goals.
Of course, of course.
And so we use that all the time.
Got it. Jerry, can we take a break? And when we come back, let's hear some more about your fascinating business, because I think a lot of people might say, wait a minute, I need this guy. We'll talk some more in the second segment. Thank you, Jerry. You're listening to WCHL, 97.9, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Jerry, I need to get your contact information since I didn't ask it before so folks can know how to contact you.
Okay, great. My email address is jsbergner, all one word, at gmail.com. You can get a lot of information on my website, which is www.lifebiz.biz. So that's B-I-Z at the end of that, lifebiz with a Z, dot B-I-Z. And my phone number is 919-401-5277.
Thank you very much. Repeat your phone number one more time.
Oh, sure. 919-401-5277.
Thank you. Jerry, it sounds like you offer something that everyone needs or should need. How do you market your business? How do people find out about you?
That's a great question. Mostly, a lot of my clients come via word of mouth from other people I've worked with. I've probably marketed the most using email marketing, sending out a newsletter twice a month, which has short articles that I write. Again, I try to write something once every 2 weeks or so related to coaching that I'm doing, something that happens with somebody that I think is applicable or a good lesson for other people. So I send that out twice a month, and it usually has announcements as well for upcoming classes and information how to register. So that's really where most of my business comes from.
Are you ever reluctant, do you find clients who are reluctant to give the information you need in order to help them?
When I'm working with
them? Yes, when you're working with them.
No.
Oh, good. Everybody's open to you. There's no problems there.
Yeah.
I understand that. Do you have any competition? Who does anything like you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd say, you know, there are a lot of financial advisors out there, and there are a lot of coaches. In my experience, I haven't run into anybody who has experience with both, and who offers both as a sort of comprehensive approach to both the coaching side and the financial planning side and tying them together.
So you're it.
As far as I know, there may be other people out there somewhere that do this, but I haven't run into them so far.
Right. Jerry, for the sake of those who may have just tuned in, would you please repeat what your business is?
Sure. The name of the business is called Life Business, and I teach classes and coach based on the book, If Your Life Were a Business, Would You Invest in It?
That's perfect. All right. Now, what struggles do you have in your business, Jerry? Because it was the first day open up. It was just the floodgates open. Everybody came to you. What was it like?
No, I'd say, you know, it's something that grew slowly over time. And the hardest part, which I think is true for most every business, is finding your clientele, either finding them or having them find you. That, I'd say, is ongoingly the most difficult part, the part that I have to spend the most energy on that, shall we say, is not as enjoyable as actually doing the work.
Yeah.
I much prefer doing the work.
Yeah. I imagine you don't have to cold call. People just know who you are, or word of mouth helps.
Yeah. It's a lot of word of mouth. People who have taken the class tend to tell their friends. They have really good results. It's fairly unique and can be very life-changing. And so people tend to talk about that.
How do you split your time between your basic financial planning versus your life planning?
That's great. I probably spend somewhere around 3/4 of my time on my financial planning business and about 1/4 of my time on the life business work. The two do overlap, but if I had to make that separation, I would say it's about that ratio.
And why Chapel Hill?
I'm originally from New York. I went to school up in Vermont and then lived in Massachusetts for, I lose track of time, maybe 10 or 15 years. And I moved down to Chapel Hill in 1993. And we moved down here to get out of the cold.
As have most people.
That was one of the main reasons. At that time, our children were young. They hadn't started school yet. And so it was... do we want to stay here? This was up in Massachusetts forever. If we want to move, this would be a good time before our kids are entrenched in school.
Right.
And like a lot of people, I think I was looking for a quieter, sort of a slower pace of life than the Northeast, nicer weather, good schools for our kids, and a diverse economy. And we found all that here.
So you haven't looked back?
No. I don't think you could get me to move back.
Here we go. I can understand
now
that.
Now I'm in trouble.
Oh, no. People come to Chapel Hill, especially Chapel Hill, the south side of heaven.
It really
right?
is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. So what made you decide to go into financial planning way back when?
Well, that's an interesting story. I was in the construction business for about 15 years.
Wow.
After school, I did residential renovation, and remodeling work, and I did furniture making for about 2 or 3 years. And when we decided to move, I realized as I was closing my business that I really didn't want to do that anymore. I was burnt out. I'm dating myself now. This was before the internet was readily available.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I did... a bunch of research on career counseling type of pursuits and found the book, What Color is Your Parachute?
Yes.
Which people may know. Awesome book. And I went through that whole book cover to cover, did all the exercises, and it said, I should be a financial planner.
I'll be darned.
That's what I said. I said, that can't be right.
Because you were
I was like, I didn't even know what that was. So I went to a vocational counselor and went through the whole thing all over again from start to finish. And of course, it came out the same. And I love that book because it was right. I love what I do. I would have never picked it in a million years because I didn't know a stock from a bond.
That is amazing.
So it was a total change, but there were actually a lot of similarities in terms of it sort of being a consultative type of business. When I was doing renovation work, it was very similar. We did design build type of work. So it was sitting and talking with people about how it is now, how they would like it to be, what they like, what they don't like, you know, how they would like to have the house or a particular room suit their needs. And in essence, I think any kind of consultation is like that, and financial planning is very similar.
So for you, it's not like working at all because you love what you do.
Exactly.
Thank you. On that note, Jerry, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear some more about your business. You're listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Mr. Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. Jerry, let's start again with your contact information for those who've been listening to the program.
Sure. I'd say the best place to start is my website, which is www.lifebiz.biz. My email address is jsbergner@gmail.com. And the phone number is 919-401-5277.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jerry. Jerry, let's talk about any success stories you'd like to share with us so that we can know that your business is viable and you do change people's lives.
Sure. Let's see. The one that comes to mind first is a woman that came to class about a year or so ago. She had moved here from Colorado, and she was in the financial management business. She was a controller for a fairly large corporation out there. And she was looking for something similar out here and wasn't exactly sure which direction to go in. She came to class, and we met after class and began going through some detail on her, what we call her life businesses, the different areas of her life that are important to her. What came out eventually, with a little bit of prodding, was that the thing she really loved the most was years ago when she worked and managed a horse ranch.
Horse ranch.
That's when she was just the happiest. And so I said to her, so why aren't you doing that now? And she just sort of looked at me, you know, with a blank stare and said, that's a really good question, Jerry. So the bottom line is she now is working in both areas. She has a one-year plan to create a horse ranch for herself and her husband, for them to live on and run.
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
All right.
And at the same time, the second goal is she is working to create her own, what is called in the industry, sort of a fractional CFO business, which is somebody who hires themselves out to companies to be, shall we say, a part-time CFO.
Sure.
So she might work for a couple of different companies doing that. And that way she can satisfy both. It's a good example of having the finances work to support what is really your dream. The ranch will probably start out more as a hobby, hopefully breaking even roughly, and, you know, may transform into something that actually can support her, but one step at a time.
And that answers my question, because you showed from a life standpoint, she's happiest when she's dealing with the horses. And from a financial standpoint, she needs the money to get that, what's going to start as a hobby, together. So you helped her on both fronts, which is the core of your business.
Correct.
Outstanding. Well, Jerry, we got about 30 seconds left. Why don't you end this with giving your contact information one more time?
Okay, sure. Thanks. So my email is jsbergner@gmail.com. The phone number is 919-401-5277. And the website where you can get the most information is www.lifebiz.com. Ending with a Z, lifebiz.com. Oh, excuse me, lifebiz.biz.
Biz. There we go. That's Jerry. Jerry, our time is up, and I thank you so much for enlightening us as to what your business is all about and the people that you're helping. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
Pleasure. You've been listening to Today's Business. My guest has been Jerry Bergner, a Life Business Certified Financial Planner. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.